It's a Thursday morning at the Kirkside Cafe, and we look at Lord's Day number 26, question and answer number 69. How is it signified and sealed to you in holy baptism that you are part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Thus, that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined to it this promise, that I am washed with his blood and spirit from the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water, whereby commonly the filthiness of the body is taken away. And then we go to God's word to back that up. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then we go back to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And from Mark's Gospel account, chapter 16, verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Romans 8, 6, verses 3 and 4. Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And then Mark 1, 4, John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So as much as I want to explain what it is to be washed with the blood and spirit of Christ, I will have to wait until tomorrow, because that question is actually number 70 of the Heidelberg Catechism. So today we've just explained how it is signified and sealed to you, that you have part in that one sacrifice of Christ. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, we only have two sacraments. And we only have two sacraments because Christ only instituted two sacraments. And so that other organization that claims to have seven sacraments practice so out of the tradition of the church, out of the decisions made at church councils. Whereas we in the Reformed community regulate our worship according to God's word. And so we don't add to the sacraments. We don't integrate the work of man as if he has been endowed with power, so that in his performance of the sacrament, he becomes a co-agent in the effect of the sacrament. No, an ordained minister of God's word simply administers the sacrament. The power comes from God, the application from his spirit. And that's our devotional today. So walk with the King and be a blessing.